And I would encourage you to read that entire chapter when you get home or throughout the week, because this particular chapter deals with Job and how he had gone through what he had gone through. And you remember how his friends came and visited with him. And this particular friend, Eliphaz, in the 22nd chapter, he comes to Job and basically he tries to convince Job that the reason why he was suffering the way that he was suffering was because of some type of sin that Job had committed. But if you read the story of Job, you would understand that that was not the reason, amen, that Job was suffering what he was suffering, because of sin. Now, we do know that sin will cause suffering, but that was not the case. And he was trying to encourage Job to repent, but Job didn't have nothing to repent of. Amen. You know how some folk try to look at what you're going through, and then they'll try to give a conclusion on what you ought to do. And how many of y'all know sometimes folk are just off? Amen. Sometimes folk will come to you in the name of the Lord and still be off. Come on, because everybody that come in the name of the Lord is not speaking the things of the Lord. Amen. And so Eliphaz, he was off in his prediction here that that was the reason why Job was suffering. But right here in this, in the 28th verse, he said something, and I would like to put myself in this part of the text. He says in verse number 28, he says, "Thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy ways." Take your seats. That's all I'm going to talk about, is that one verse here. Amen. Somebody, you need to get that in your spirit. And you need to get it all down on the inside, because he says, simply says, "Thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established." When you look at the word decree, decree just simply means, it means to order, it means to command, or decided something in an official way. Amen. In other words, when you decree, there are written decrees, and then there are also spoken decrees. And I've come here just today to let you all know that there are some things that you're just going to have to simply decree in your life. Amen. You're going to have to order. You're going to have to command. Amen. Because, you know, we all use words every day. In fact, with them, you communicate and you make your thoughts known. Did you not know that words provide insight into how you feel and what you're thinking and even where you're going? Words have destinations. Words can speak of the past, the present, and the future. And some words make you feel terrific, and then there are other words that make you feel terrible. There are happy words, there are angry words, there are faithful words, there are fearful words. Words are amazing. Tell your neighbor, words are amazing. Amen. And did you not know that the power of words can change your life? Amen. They can change your life. And so you know, really to understand God is to understand his words. Amen. To understand life is to understand the life-giving nature of his words. To live in the fullness of life is to abide in his words, and to change your life is to speak his words, because words have meaning. Amen. And aren't you glad that whatever God speaks, because God cannot lie, that whatever he speaks, it shall come to pass. And so to understand God, you must understand his word. Did you not know that words can change your world? Amen. I said it can change your world, because words are destinations. God's word are his destination. Now, you have to understand that the word destination is firmly tied to the word destiny. And you have to understand that destiny is a place in the future. In fact, it's your future. It is the ultimate end of a determined course. It's an expected end. And so your world changes when your words change. Amen. Some folks just simply need to change what comes out of your mouth, because your words, the words that you speak, it can change your world. It don't matter what's going on around us. It don't matter what's happening in the White House or the Blue House or the Green House, if there are any such houses. Your words that come out of your mouth, it can change your world. Not only can it change your world, but it can also change your direction. Because your tongue is like a mighty rudder on a ship. And whatever controls your tongue, I want you to know, it controls your destiny. You see, because your tongue was designed by God to steer your life. If your life is off course here today, maybe it's because of what's been coming out of your mouth. You've been blaming everybody else for your problems. You've been blaming everybody else for why you are going through what you are going through. But I stop by here to let you know that God has designed your tongue to steer your life. Hallelujah. And the sooner you understand this, the sooner you can get your life moving in the right direction. You got to be careful what comes out of your mouth. James has something significant to say about the tongue, because in James, the third chapter, beginning at verse number three, James says, "Behold, we put bits in the horses' mouths that they may obey us, and we turn about their whole body." He said, "Behold also the ships, which, though they be so great and are driven of fierce winds, yet are they turned about with a very small helm, whithersoever the governor listeth." And then he says, "Even so, the tongue is a little member." How many of y'all know your tongue is a very little member that's a part of your body? But he says that your tongue, it boasteth great things. He says, "Behold, how great a matter a little fire kindleth." He says, and the tongue is a fire. I need y'all to know that your tongue is a fire. He said, "It's a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members, that it defileth the whole body and setteth setteth on fire the course of nature. Your tongue can set stuff on fire. And said it is set on fire of hell. And then he says in verse number 7 that I find quite interesting. He says, for every kind of beast and of birds and of serpents and of things in the sea is tamed. I don't want y'all to miss this. And have been tamed of mankind. Have you ever been to the circus and you look at that big old elephant and he's told to stand up on a ball and he better stabilize himself. How can you train an elephant as big as he is to get on one leg and stand on a ball and not fall off? You know, we can't even tame people to put both feet on a ball without breaking their neck. But he says every beast, every bird, every serpent, you could tell a dog to sit and he'll sit. You tell a dog, amen, to come and he'll come to you. You tell a cat to get down and a cat will get down. But James, he said, but the tongue can no man tame. Ain't that amazing? He said, it is unruly evil and is full of deadly poison. Oh, somebody else say, Lord, help me, Lord, help me. And so because we understand the destruction that the tongue can put up on our lives by the words that we speak, we've got to be careful what we allow to come out of our mouths. Because your tongue and your words, it determines your destiny. When you make decisions and when you are destined, that your world changes when you decide to change. It's amazing. We want everybody else. Can I talk to y'all for a few minutes? We want everybody else to change, but we don't want to change. Well, I come here to let you know that your world will change when you decide to change. And all change starts with a decision. You got to make up in your heart and in your mind that I'm going to change. And decisions determine the quality of your life. Whatever is happening in your life right now has something to do with the decision that you made in your life. But how many of y'all know the devil? When you resolve in your heart and when you resolve in your mind that you're going to change and that you're going to speak, amen, positive words over your life, and when you are destined to go someplace, you have some destiny thieves. How many of y'all know you? I said, you got some destiny thieves. Sometimes folk don't want you to get where God is trying to take you. You have some destiny thieves. And so when you change the way you think and you change the way you speak, this will start moving your life in the right direction. And the mystery to your success is saying what God says. But understand, the devil don't want us to say what God says. And so when you begin to speak and when you begin to decree, when you begin to command, when you begin to declare, several thieves will attack you. You have those demonic spirits that would try to take over your life. What about fear? When you begin to speak, fear will stick his old nasty head up. What about doubt? What about confusion? What about vain imaginations? What about unbelief? You got to be careful for destiny thieves. You got to understand that fear is not of God, because God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of love and of power and of a sound mind. God has not given us a spirit of doubt. Because God wants us to trust him. God don't give us a spirit of confusion and vain imaginations and unbelief. I stop back here to let somebody know that those are simply destiny thieves. And so therefore you got to watch what comes out of your mouth. How many of y'all know words matter? Words matter. I said words matter. You got to be careful, because words have broken many relationships. It have broken up many friendships. Why? Because words, they matter. Your words make you different than everybody else. It used to be back in the day when no such thing as a contract. You didn't have to get nobody's signature. You didn't have to call a notary and have them sign. You didn't have to give up your house and give them the pink slip to your car. Amen. It was based upon your word. I've seen my daddy. He was in construction, and I've seen him just shake hands with people and make a deal of how much they was going to get paid, and they shake his hand and describe what kind of work he could expect out of them. Nowadays, you almost have to write a thesis in order to get a toilet change. Y'all ain't gonna talk back here to me. You almost have to have a degree to get a toilet change. But it was based upon their word, because their word was their bond. We're living in a day where saints' word almost don't amount to anything. I'm going to preach. They'll tell you one thing and they'll do something totally different. If it means I got to sacrifice, if it means that it's going to cost me something. But how many of you all know that all you have is your word sometimes? Sometimes you don't have no money. All you have is your word, and words matter. Your words make you different from everybody else. Amen. Difference is visible. Difference is heard. Difference is remembered. Difference is celebrated. Your difference will bring you before giants, and your difference will bring you before kings. Why? Because you're different, because your words, they matter. And because your words matter, and because your word is your bond, there's nothing wrong with you having expectation. And when your word is your bond, you can then rejoice on the power of expectation, because words can chart a path into your future. Oh, can I talk to y'all for a few moments? Every thought you think, every word you speak is creating something in your future. I'm going to say it again. Every word that you think, everything, every thought you think and word that comes out of your mouth, you are creating something, because what you think about comes about. And it's called the power of expectation. You folk going around thinking you're going to die, guess what? It ain't going to be long. It ain't going to be long. Oh, look at your neighbor and say, it ain't going to be long before they be rolling you down these aisles. Because as a man thinketh, so is he. Think on things that are pure. Think on things that are holy. Think on things that are just. Think on things that are honest. If you think you're going to get fired, it's just going to be a matter of time that you're going to get fired. Why? You got to have the power of expectation and understand that what you think and what you speak always come to pass. And that's the reason why the Bible says, speak those things that are not as though they were. Instead of saying that I'm going to die, you better speak that I am healed. You better decree a thing. You see, every time there's a seasonal change in your life, words are involved. I told y'all it's a new season. It's a new day. Now, words are involved in your new season, because you can say, well, I sure hope now that my new season ain't like my old season, because my old season, I was sick. My old season I almost died. My old season, my dog got ran over. My old season, my house had roaches. And old season, no. Come on here, somebody. You got to be careful as you enter into your new season. And you got to declare it's a new season. It's a new day. And this is the day that the Lord has made. And I'm going to rejoice. Why? Because I'm setting my destiny. Because I steer my future with the words. Oh my God. Look at your name. Say the pastor preaching here today. I steer my destiny by the words that come out of my mouth. Oh, somebody ought to say thank you, Jesus. I want to know where you're heading. Because you're going to have some giants in your life. But be careful what comes out of your mouth. How you see yourself decides how you going to speak to your giants. And I don't know where your giant may be today. Your giant might be living in your house. Your giant might be on your job. Your giant might be your children. Your giant might be your spouse. I want to know how you going to speak to your giant. There are fearful grasshoppers, and then there are victorious giant killers. I want to know, are you a grasshopper or are you a giant killer? Words reveal the difference. I don't want to preach too long here, but I need you to go search the land of Canaan. And God sent 12 spies to search the land of Canaan, a land that he had promised them that flowed with milk and honey. And you know the story of how the 12 spies went, and they began to search out the land. And when they come back to bring the report, 10 of them had a negative report. I don't know about y'all, but I resolved in my heart and in my mind, I'm not going to hang around negative people. I'm just not. I'm sorry. I don't think I'm better than you are. No, I'm just not going to hang around negative folk, because how many of y'all know that negative spirit have a way of rubbing off on you? You hang out with somebody always complaining, and guess what? You're going to find yourself complaining. No more, somebody will say, no more negative folk. If all you got that come out of your mouth is negative, then guess what? It was good knowing you. And I love you very much. But you got to be positive, because you are steering your future. 10 of them come back and said the bottom line was, we are not able to conquer the land. But then Joshua and Caleb stood up and said, talk for yourself, because we don't agree with the majority. You got to stop agreeing with the majority, because the majority is not always right. They say we're going to be the minority. You're worrying about being the minority. I ain't worrying about being the minority, because I have God on my side and I ain't got to worry about nothing, Sister Pat. But Joshua and Caleb stood up, Elder Mason, and say, wait a minute, we are more than able to conquer this land. And then watch what came out of their mouth. They said, if the Lord delights in us, we are more than able to conquer the land. I stop back here to let St. Luke Church know that if the Lord delights in us, we are more than able to do exceedingly and abundantly, more than what we can think, or more than we can ask God to do. How are you facing your giants? Words reveal the difference, and the way you see yourself is the way that others are going to see you. The way you see yourself is the way that others are going to treat you. And the way you see yourself is the way that the enemy is going to attack you. Listen, when the enemy see that you're a wimp and always crying and always sad and always depressed and always confused, the enemy coming after you, honey. When the enemy sees that you're standing fast in the liberty wherewith Christ have set you free, it don't mean that he's not coming after you, but he's going going to think twice before he comes after you. My God, the enemy is watching you, and so you got to be careful. I want to know, do you have some battle words ready? You got to have some battle words. Tell your neighbor, battle words, battle words. How many of y'all know you can't be intimidated when it's time to use some battle words? Yeah, you got to say, it is written. Those are your battle words, honey. It ain't I'm going to knock your head off. It's not I'm going to knock you into tomorrow. It's not that you be better off going into a lion's den with a pork chop skirt on. Those are not battle words. You need to understand. You got to have some battle words. And the battle words is simply, it is written. Listen, when the devil, oh God, help me preach it now. Listen, when Jesus was tempted in the wilderness, my God, he's up there and the devil showed up. I need y'all to know the devil gonna show up. The devil gonna show up. I don't care how much you pray, the devil gonna show up. Fact of the matter is, the more you pray, the more the devil gonna show up. The more you try to live right, the more the devil gonna show up. And so ain't no you talking about why the devil keep bothering me. He gonna keep on bothering you. But you've got to have your battle words ready. Jesus there being tempted there in the wilderness. And the devil didn't have no better sense but to tempt the word. Y'all know you can't tempt the word. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God. And the word was God. Sister Margaret, he could come up there trying to tempt the word. Why don't you turn these stones into bread? You know you hungry. You've been fasting for 40 days. Well, of course he was hungry. But he had some battle words. He said, man shall not live by bread alone, but what by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. You got to have some battle words. It is written. These are the words necessary to stop demonic assignments against you in the unseen spirit world. How many of y'all know spiritual warfare is real? It's a battle in the realm of the spirit. And that's why it's called a spiritual warfare. Paul said we fight not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against power, against wickedness in high places. And I keep on telling y'all, if you can see it, don't fight it, because this is a spiritual warfare. I don't care who's acting up, it's a spiritual warfare. You know that person is loving, you know that person is kind, you know that person is respectful, but it's a spiritual warfare. How many of y'all know there's a war that's going on? And to be battle ready, it means you must learn how to use various keys of the kingdom of God. And 1-3 set of keys is ask, seek, and knock. He said, ask and it shall be given. He said, seek and ye shall find. He said, knock and the door what shall be open. How many of y'all know that some of y'all have some doors that are in your life that are shut and locked? They're short and they're shut and they're locked. But I have good news for you, because the lock itself is proof that a key exists. Don't worry about the deadbolt. Hallelujah. It means that a key exists. And Jesus taught his disciples a spiritual principle, and it's called determined persistence. And determined persistence is a spiritual principle of the kingdom of God. And one of the keys is you got to decree it. Because Job said, if you decree it, what God's going to establish it. In other words, I decree in this place, the keys of the kingdom of heaven, they've been given to me, because I'm a king's kid, and heaven is my destination. I just want to talk. and that whatsoever I bind on earth is going to be bound in heaven, and whatever I loose on earth is going to be loosed in heaven. And somebody, you come to church today and you got some stuff that need to be bound, and you got some stuff that need to be loose. You need to declare like the old folk used to say. The old folk used to say, loose here. Somebody ought to say, loose here. They didn't have degrees. They didn't have PhDs and masters. They didn't have bachelors or associates. But they had the anointing of God. And they knew they had the keys to the kingdom. And all they say was, loose here. And wasn't that amazing? That no matter what was going on, that was all that they said, was loose here. I wish I had about five folk that had jumped to your feet and declare, loose here. Sit back down. You don't know what just got loose. It might have been locked, but there's a key somewhere. And whatever you bind on earth is going to be bound in heaven. And whatever you loose on earth shall be loose in heaven. You have the authority to decree a thing. You have the power to command a thing, and it shall be established. In other words, whatever I say, it's got to come to pass. And I decree here today that no weapon that's formed up against me, it shall not prosper. And every tongue that try to rise up against me, it shall be condemned. I'm decreeing today that I'm blessed coming in, and I'm blessed when I go back out. I'm decreeing here today that I am the head and I'm not the tail. I'm decreeing that I am strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, as I put on the whole armor of God, and I'm going to be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. I decree that my steps, they are ordered by the Lord. I'm decreeing that all things is going to work together for my good, because I love God and I'm called according to his purpose. I decree that God is my refuge and my strength. He's a very present help in the time of trouble. Hey, I decree, because it's written, he's gonna renew my strength. I'm a mount up with wings as eagle. I'm a run and I'm not gonna be weary. I'm a walk and I'm not gonna faint. I decree the favor of God, because if God be for us, he's more than the world against us. I decree that I shall give, and it shall be given back to me. Pressed down, shaken together, and running over, and men shall give them to my bosom. I decree, because it's written, that I delight myself in the Lord. He will give me the desires of my heart. I decree, I have the peace of God that passeth all understanding. I decree that I am a believer, and these signs shall follow me. And in
the name of Jesus. I'm going to cast out devils. I'm going to speak with new tongues. I'm going to take up serpents. If I drink deadly poison, it's not going to harm me. I decree I'm going to lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. I decree that greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. I decree, because it's written, that my God shall supply all my needs according to his riches in glory. I decree that by his stripes I'm already healed. Somebody ought to declare, I'm already healed. I decree, I'm almost finished, that I am born of God, and the evil one cannot touch me. I decree that if I call on Jesus, he will answer me. He will show me marvelous things. I decree that God gives me the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places, that I may know the glory of God. I decree, God is not man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he change his mind. Whatever he says, it'll come to pass. I decree, wealth and riches shall be in my house, because I fear the Lord. I decree, the kingdom of God, he will come in my life, in my family, in my marriage, in my ministry, in my relationship. I decree, I am satisfied with the words of mouth, because life and death is in your mouth. I decree, I shall live and not die. Somebody ought to shout, I decree it. Whatever I say shall be established in an official way. I am an official. I'm not talking about being a superintendent. I'm not talking about being a pastor. I'm not talking about being an administrative assistant. But I'm an official. Yeah! I'm a royal child. I'm a royal child. I've been adopted in the royal family. I've been sealed by the power of God. I am official. Whatever I say shall come to pass. And I say, be blessed. I say, be healed. I say, be delivered. I say, be set free. I declare. I decree, I command, because It is written. All of my decrees here today that I placed on my life is written in the Word of God. And if I declare it, it will be established. I have no doubt. I have no fear. I have no confusion. I don't need a new revelation. I don't need a prophet. I don't need a prophetess. I don't need an apostle. Because it's already written. And if I declare it, He will establish it. Here's the question. Here's the question. What do you need God to establish in your life? What do you need for God to establish in your life? The answer is right in the text. Just decree it. But when you decree it, you can't have doubt. You can't have fear. Somebody say, I'm finished. Oh, Lord. Can't live any old kind of way and start declaring. If He delights in me, then I am more than able. Come on here, somebody. He said, I've given you the power. Everybody under the sound of my voice, God said, I've given you the power to lay hands on folk, the sick, and they shall recover. That's not just reserved for the preacher. He said, I've given you that power. I got one more question, then we gone. How long are you going to allow the devil to beat you up? Pastor, I didn't even show up for the fight. You don't have to. He's going to come looking for you. Come on here, somebody. And I just want to know, how long are you going to allow the devil to keep beating up on you? How long are you going to live a life of fear? Come on, I can't answer this for you. I'm just asking. I don't really want an answer. I want you to think about it. How long are you going to let the devil keep pushing you from pillar to post? How long are you going to let the devil make you toss and turn all night long because your mind won't be still? How long? How long? How long? I come by here to tell you. You determine how long. You determine. You determine it. When you make up in your mind that I'm not going to let the devil be a destiny thief, I know where God is taking me. I know where God is taking me. And I know the devil's trying to hinder me from getting there. And then, wait, I got to go. But then somebody said, well, I ain't got no more strength. That's your problem. You've been fighting in your own strength. And the devil been whooping you. I don't know who I'm talking to here today. You're worn out. Because you ain't got no more strength. But I decree, because it's written that it's not by power, nor is it by might, but somebody ought to shout, by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Every stronghold got to come on down. Everything that hinders to be loosed. Somebody say, be loosed. Let go of it. It's going to be whatever it's going to be. Tell your neighbor, let go, let go. Let go. You can't do nothing with it. Let go of it. Whew. Come on, somebody. Let go of it. And then after you let go, decree that I'm trusting in God to handle it. Everybody stand. If you could have done something with it, it would have been fixed by now. You reckon your brain trying to figure stuff out. Wearing yourself out.